Well, good morning. As always, we hope and pray that all of you are doing well. We entitled this particular segment, Youth Message, and of course we want to always try to reach out to our youth because we certainly miss them. But it's also for all of us people that are young at heart that you can have a message very similar to the message that we'll bring at 11 o'clock in church. So we always want to do something similar, but also make sure that it is at a level that we can reach, well, anybody that has an open heart. Amen. It doesn't matter how old we are. Well, our scripture reading today is from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. And this is about John the Baptist preparing the way. Now, who is he preparing the way for? Think about that. Here begins the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, God said, "Look, I am sending my messenger before you, and he will prepare your way. He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, 'Prepare a pathway for the Lord's coming. Make straight a road for him.'" This messenger was John the Baptist. He lived in the wilderness, and he was preaching that people should be baptized to show that they had to turn from their sins and turn to God to be forgiven. People from Jerusalem and from all over Judea traveled out into the wilderness to see and hear John. And when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. His clothes was woven from camel hair, and he wore a leather belt. His food was locusts and wild honey. And he announced, "Someone is coming soon who is far greater than I, so much greater that I am not worthy to be his slave. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the gospel in Mark. One of the ways that we look at the what we call the Advent, the coming of Jesus. This Sunday we're up to the second Sunday in Advent, and the scripture gives us information about how John prepared the way for Jesus. And there's candles on the reef, and this is the time where we light the second candle. You can find the reading and the part of that on the other part of your online service. You just kind of click on there where it says Second Advent Reading, and you'll be able to follow along. But it's an important way of being able to understand that Jesus came, and we know that he came because we celebrate it every year, celebrating what we call Christmas. It's a wonderful joy. But I was thinking about a lot of things, how we can maybe kind of understand a little bit about what happens. And of course, we know that he came, and that's a blessing, but we stay in a constant state of Advent because he said he was going to come back. So we hang on to that too. So Advent is a very important time of the year. It's to prepare us and to be able to be in anticipation of Jesus, the Messiah, coming back again. But one of the things that John did to baptize people when they said that they were sorry for their sins, because John was always ready to help people know their sins, and he did a good job of getting them started on a new way. I titled my message, Straight Way. Jesus is the Straight Way. But John knew that Jesus had an even better way to bring people closer to God, so he told everyone to listen to Jesus and follow what he said. John knew that he was only a beginning. Now, a lot of things that we have in our life that we do to get us prepared for different things. We study, we get prepared for tests, and we get prepared for this, and we get prepared for that. So one of the things that we need to do is to get prepared as a straight way for Jesus in our lives. And it's to accept the way of Jesus. Now, before we were called Christians, we were called the way. What does that mean? We were following the way of Jesus. And he is the only one that can make us straight. For he is our foundation, he is the living stone, and he is the only foundation that will last forever in our life. So Advent is a time of preparation. And more than ever this season, we need to focus on our own imperfections. Amen. So to focus on Jesus and make ourselves ready for Him to take over the driver's seat, if you would, in our lives. It's time, just as John the Baptist might say, for our road construction needs to begin. Why? Because good news, He is coming soon. That's what we hang on to, and that's what we talk about as being the blessed hope. So John the Baptizer, baptized with water, and he made us realize how important it is to give up our sins and to take care of ourselves. You know, we take good care of ourselves physically. We eat best that we can, and we take baths and all of that kind of stuff on the outside. But we always got to take care of ourselves on the inside. And that's what Jesus came whenever He came. He said that John baptized with water, but I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And so we're so grateful for that. And it's so important to be a child of the living God, one who made us and loves us and keeps us on the straight, narrow path if we would let Him. That's hard sometimes. So John's voice was a voice of urgency, warning us that the time is coming soon. And of course, Christ came, and then whenever He was baptized, a little dove landed on His shoulder, and a voice from heaven said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And that's when Jesus started His ministry. And He made a way for us to have an adventure of life. And then He's given us also a time of eternal life. He says, "Take My yoke, it is easy. And have a relationship with Me. I want to be in relationship with you." That's what makes Jesus our personal Redeemer, that we can have a personal relationship with God through His Son. So I hope and pray all is well with you guys, and looking forward to seeing you in church soon. We're meeting at 11 o'clock, and we're hoping and planning that someday soon there's a lot of good news on the horizon with vaccines and so forth, and so maybe we can get back to whatever normal is. I'm never sure what normal is, but looking forward to getting back to normal soon. Well, God loves you, I love you, and we'll keep you in our prayers. Amen.